we have many doubts and questions. Maybe we think, okay, so if Buddhas are practicing taking and giving, so why are there still suffering living beings around, and not everybody is free from suffering and happy all the time? Yeah, so this question is almost inevitable. So since Venerable Geshe-la is knowing our minds exactly, so he gives also the answer here. I just make a summary from it. So what Buddhas do, they bestow blessings on each and every living being every day. So this is their main job. And also they emanate whatever living beings need. So this is how Buddhas are helping living beings through taking away suffering and giving them happiness. Because when we receive Buddha's blessings, then our mind becomes peaceful. And even animals, or even like the a very bad person, from time to time develops inner peace through Buddha's blessings and can then be happy. So Buddhas are really doing their jobs. Yeah, and I think we all can confirm. Sometimes maybe we have been in a miserable state or went to sleep unhappy, and we woke up either happy, relaxed, and we don't ask ourselves where is this coming from. So from Buddhist point of view, blessings. Or even during the day, sometimes we are irritated. Suddenly our mind becomes, well, actually, it's no real problem. Why has our mind suddenly changed, transformed from negative to positive? Yeah, because we received blessings. So this is one aspect. Yeah, so this is one part. But then, the only way living beings can achieve permanent liberation from all suffering is by practicing themselves. So Buddhas are omniscient. Omniscient means they do understand all objects of knowledge. They know everything. Therefore, when Venerable Geshe-la is saying, dear everybody, he means everybody, because he knows everybody. Even if you don't believe it, it's the truth. So a Buddha's mind has no limit. Yeah? It's no limit. So he is omniscient, knows all phenomena simultaneously, directly, without any obstructions. But he is not omnipotent. So this is very different. This is very different from what we normally understand. A Buddha can never push a living being, or would never push, cannot push a living being to enlightenment. This would be omnipotent. So therefore, for example, in Buddhism, we don't believe that Buddha is punishing us and he's doing things. No, we believe that they bless our minds. Yeah, that's what we believe. But they cannot, pushing us towards liberation and enlightenment only through giving teachings. But they can show us the path, but we have to walk the path by engaging sincerely and purely in spiritual practice, or in this training of our own mind. And so what do we want with this training? We want to improve our human nature, our human qualities, How? By improving the capacity of our own mind.